this past weekend I was up at Collins with the Sovereign of the Road, and with the bare naked trailer inside with no panels or nothing, no wires, no insulation, we were actually just writing on the inside panels of the inside of the outer skin where exactly our 12-volt outlets were going, where our 110 outlets were going, where the batteries were going, where the air conditioner was going. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. That's, you know, nice. That's a good time to do it when you can run all those wires inside the wall.
Yeah, speaker wires. Okay, we're going to put speakers here, Colin. Put a big X with a, you know, and write it in, speaker going. And what's really cool is that, you know, it's a 58, and with the skin all out, you can actually see all the red markers that the guys back in the factory used to say 12 volt, to say 110, you know, for the lights. So that was really neat seeing that original, 48-year-old marker on the inside of the aluminum skin.
That's pretty cool.
The other interesting thing was there was all kinds of long addition inside there as well. This is before the workers had calculators, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was like 9 in this, you know. I mean, it was really neat, and it was long all the way down. We carried the remainder, and yeah, they were figuring out, you know.
Guess they had slide rules back then, right?
Probably, yeah.
The production workers probably weren't using slide rules. I'm sure the designers were, but the production guys, I think, were trying to probably figure out the efficiency of sheets to fit on the trailer, or, you know, the distance between ribs or something. But anyway, it was quite interesting. When it's quite an archaeological find when you open these things up. We haven't found any time capsules yet, but sooner or later we will.
All right, I want to move on to water systems. You always hear these terminology with trailers. You hear gray tanks and black tanks and holding tanks and dumping tanks and all kinds of valves and whatnot. So,
wash water.
There you go. Gray water, wash water. So who wants to tackle this one? Just kind of give the run through of a water system in a trailer. I guess let's let Colin do it. Go ahead, Colin. I'll put you on the spot.
Well, there we go. I'm on the spot. Well, the first main system, obviously, is your fresh water, your drinking water. That goes into a tank. Depending on the vintage of your trailer, you may have a pressurized water system, or you may have what's called a demand water system. And that's basically a tank on board that gets filled from the hose outside, and then pressurized or pumped to all the faucets and the toilet and the shower, etc., throughout. Then, of course, there's a gray tank. If you're lucky enough to have a trailer newer than, I guess it's 73 with an Airstream, they had gray tanks. So all the gray water, which is basically water coming from the sink drain, the shower drain, and the sink drain in the bathroom, will go down into the gray tank and be held. And then, of course, there's a black tank, which is black water coming from your toilet. For people without gray tanks, and most of the old trailers, even going back into the mid-50s, I guess, it became an option around the mid-50s. They had black tanks. But anyway, for the 25 years or 27 years, whatever, through, you'd have to, well, early on, you're allowed to dump it on the ground, the gray water, but most people end up with the old trailers today having a blue tank, which is these portable things that are sitting outside the trailer, and they are basically portable gray tanks, and you end up having to dump them on a fairly regular basis. You can also drain off your black tank into these tanks to take them off to the dumping station if you're set up for longer periods of time.
I think that new movie coming out in March, Tim, with starring Robin Williams, that RV movie, I think he has a black tank issue.
Yeah, I bet Robin Williams would. That's for sure. If anybody's going to, he will. You guys want to? Rob, why don't you give us some tips on how to drain your tanks? Because there's a few techniques to do that for the first timer that he may not realize.
To drain the tanks when you're using it for winterizing.
Well, let's say you're camping. You're out camping for 3 or 4 days. What should you do with your tank valves, and what should you dump when, that kind of thing?